Sunshine Coast Racing today on a heavy eight. Howard Walter will take us through the quaddie. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
Meaning particularly the quaddie legs knocked around a bit by scratchings with the heavy eight?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, look, nine races, total 34 scratchings. So if you average it out over nine races, that's not too bad. But certainly some of these races have been, you know, pretty much halved in numbers.
First leg of the quaddie, race number 6 on the card, is a class 2 over 1200 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 2, 5, 8, 10 and 11. Dejanova $2, Henley Miss at $2.70, $8 final declaration, and Southern Swing an $11 chance with Serpicolo.
Well, with the track rating very much in mind, I'm going to go with number 6, Henley Miss. She's had the two starts from a spell. She was favourite first up and placed second at home. Then she went to Ipswich and ran on well to score. She settled off midfield, ran them all down. And if you look back over her record in the wet, she boasts a soft 7-track win at Toowoomba. And originally she was raced in Victoria and she got beaten half a length running second in a Geelong maiden one day on a heavy 9. So conditions won't be any bother at all to number 6, Henley Miss. Conversely, Dejanova was a plain run last start. She's got a couple of placings in the soft, but I'm just not sure she wants it this wet. I think she's the main danger. Otherwise, number 4, Southern Swing. Originally was trained on this track by Daryl Hanson, went to North Queensland for a while. Today he resumes with Matthew Dunn. So another stable change. Going through his record, he definitely gets through the ground well. So respect the betting. And then number 9, Sir Piccolo. This horse is fitting well. One on a soft track. Two starts ago, and ran on well for second last start. But yeah, I'd rather be on the second favourite than the favourite, Brendan. 6, 7, 4, and 9.
6, 7, 4, and 9. Chance goes begging for the Australians. Well directed short ball from Hazelwood into the body of Pajara, popped off his glove short of green in the gully. So India 2 for 105 as we move on to race 7 at the Sunshine Coast, to class 2 over 1200 metres, with draws here 1, 2, 3, 5, and 9. Rebel Salute $1.85. All Shiraz $3.90. Unimpeded 5. Bore is a $7 chance.
Look, it certainly looks the horse to beat, number 4, Rebel Salute. You are looking at an odds-on price about a horse first up from a spell, but as you go through the remainder of the field, it is hard to make a case for anything else. He won a trial Christmas Eve, since trialled a close-up fourth at home, so he should be ready. First up last time in, they took on 1,400 metres on a heavy 8-track. He was only beaten half a length. Here he's first up over 1,200, which is, you know, should be a relatively easier task. Brian and Daniel Guy stable, they're going very well. Before he was tipped out, he actually ran second at Doomben on a soft 6-track to Roman Aureus. That's very good form. So Rebel Salute, he's got that fourth on the heavy first start in his life, 3 times in the soft for a win at Ipswich, 2 placings at Doomben. So he does look hard to beat. Otherwise, number 7, Unimpeded, had 2 starts from a spell. They've been just okay. He's had 6 starts in soft or heavy ground for 4 placings. Number 12, Debbie Lane. Looks the leader. It and Ramblin' Man, 11 and 12. They're the two that'll get out in front. The rail's out 8 metres. Of those two, 12, Debbie Lane looks more reliable in the ground. So I'll put him for third and then 11, Ramblin' Man for fourth. But certainly this favourite looks hard to beat, that hence the price. 4, 7, 12, 11.
Race number 8 on the program is a 68 over 1,000 metres. The scratchings here are 8, 9 and 12. I Am I Can $3.50. Deadly Sins $3.60. Mint Strip $5.50. Anchormore at $7.850. Clang Again.
I'm going to go with number 3 in Anchormore. You have to forgive him one run. He was 7th of 10 at Doomben last start, beating 11 lengths. That was on a good track. At the start before the Gold Coast on a heavy 9, he got the money leading all the way. He fought on strongly to score there. So back in the heavy ground, you should always forgive a horse one off day. So I'll go with number 3 and make a more. Ahead of number 4, Mink Strip, locally trained. At 8 starts last year, was thereabouts pretty much on each and every occasion. Hasn't raced for 3 weeks. Does boast a second placing here, this track and distance, on a soft 7 track. Number 1, Deadly Sins, first up, changed stables, was with John Price in Victoria, now with Tony Madison Sears. Trialled 4th, that was a month ago. Betting's always the best guide with the Sears stable. And number 11, Clang again. This horse hasn't won for 926 days, but he's capable in the conditions and he's got no weight. So I'd suggest he's one for the exotics. You have to be forgiving, as I say. I'm opposing number 7, I Am a Can. First up, no trial, David Van Dyke. We've got no wet form to speak of. So it's a tricky race. 3-4, 1-11.
3-4, 1-11. Australia get their first breakthrough of the morning. Now 3 for 105. Pajara caught by Payne off the bowling of Hazelwood for 25 off 94 delivery. So India now 3 down with the loss of Pajara, who survived a chance earlier on in the over. Final event on the program from the Sunshine Coast. This is a Fillies and Mares Class 1 over 1400 metres. Scratchings 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. 10 and 16. Lucky we had 21, so we do get some sort of a field here. Cottonfields, $1.80. Star Philly, $7.50. To Dim with Love at $10, along with Fairy Beast and Urabella, Urabar at $12.
Yeah, look, it's a bit like race 7. Just keep coming back to the favourite, even though it is odds on. Now, Cottonfields, 4-year-old mare, had just the 3 starts, trained by David Van Dyke. Resumed back in December 11, finished 4th. It was favourite there, $2.80. But Ryan Maloney said to the stewards afterwards he felt the track was too firm for the mare. And when you look at her previous record, she won on debut in a soft 6 and placed 4th on a soft 7 before she was spelled. So with the sting out of the track, number 1, Cottonfields, have to give her the benefit of the doubt. Give her another chance. Number 7, Cassia. This is a take-on trust horse. It was well beaten first up at Doomben, also on a dry track. But earlier in career, did win on a soft 6 at Doomben. For that reason, and with the wet, I think the horse can improve. It's certainly going to be up on the pace to get the right run, but take on trust, second up. Number 9, To Dem with Love, broke through first up, winning in soft track at the Willembar. That makes it 1 win from 13. And then number 17, Fairy Beast, I'll put in, because this horse has seems to race its best in the wet, but again, it's only won 1 from 19. But having said that, it's only recently joined the Jay Bellamy stable at the Gold Coast. He's a new trainer on the block. He's had 22 horses run around for 3 wins, so he certainly started off well, and he hasn't had this horse for long. So I'll put 17 in Fairy Beast for 4th. 1, 7, 9 and 17.
Best value quality in play, please, Howard, for the Sunshine Coast.
Brendan, I think the best is back in race 4, number 7, Savy Park. It was a very impressive debut win at this track. Just sat back, sat wide, got to the middle of the track, ran them all down, and it wasn't a race where the swoopers prevailed. It was pretty much nothing else changed. This was just far too good. Individually, the sectionals must have been very good. Just looks a really strong horse. The second favourite is Beauty Canto. Won in slow time, didn't beat much at Ballina. So I'd rather be with number 7, Savy Park, race 4. Best value, it's hard to find value today. I'll say race 8, number 3, Aonac Moore, going on that win 2 starts ago. The quaddy, I'd suggest going wide because of this track. 4-6-7-9, 4-7-12, 1-3-4-11, 1-7-9 and 17. And the play of the day in race 8, a Box Quinella, 1-3-4-11.
Best of luck today, Howard.
Thanks, Brendan.
Howard Walter with his look at the Sunshine Coast.